Good morning, Daniel. Guess what? We're seeing a big shift in the aerospace industry here in the UK. With the government pouring over £250 million into green aerospace tech projects, this is really going to change the game.
I see, so what exactly are they funding? Next generation gas turbines, hydrogen-powered flight, laser-based manufacturing. That's pretty much covering the whole spectrum of innovation.
Exactly, and it's not just about the tech. This funding is going to create thousands of high-skilled jobs, especially in areas like Lancashire, where we have key players like Bay Systems operating in Warton and Samlesbury.
Right, and there's that 10-year commitment of £2.3 billion via the Aerospace Technology Institute programme. That's a big deal for supporting research and development.
Yeah, and it's not just about keeping the UK competitive. It's actually helping to attract international companies who want to invest in our zero carbon emission technologies.
That makes sense. Now, moving on to sustainable aviation, there's a lot of momentum with electric and hydrogen powered aircraft. I wonder how that's affecting our regional supply chains.
Oh, it's definitely influencing them. The UK government announced new measures in May to speed up the production of sustainable aviation fuel. The goal is for at least 10% of jet fuel used on UK departing flights to be sustainable by 2030.
Wow, that is so cool. And it goes up to 22% by 2040. They've also introduced a revenue certainty mechanism to help SAF producers. That should make the transition more manageable for both producers and consumers.
Right, and there's £400,000 allocated for testing and certification of new fuels. That's going to help bring them to market faster.
I see. Now, what about some of the big partnerships we're seeing in this space? I remember reading about Airbus and MTU Aero Engines working together on hydrogen fuel cell propulsion.
Yes, and Safran in Burnley has delivered a prototype power transmission system for the LCA-60T airship. This 200-metre-long airship can carry up to 60 tonnes of cargo, which is perfect for industries like timber and freight.
That sounds like a major step forward for decarbonisation. It's amazing how companies are adapting to meet these sustainability goals.
For sure, but with all these changes, it's important for businesses to stay on top of the evolving regulatory landscape. They need to understand joint ventures, leasing for new ventures, and the new aviation sustainability laws.
Right, and having an expert legal advisor can really make a difference. It's essential to navigate through the complexities of growth and compliance in this competitive climate.
Exactly. So for our members, it's about preparing now for these changes and seizing the opportunities ahead.
Well, that's all for now. We hope you found this update on the UK's aerospace transformation interesting.
Stay tuned for more updates on how the North West is leading the way in sustainable aviation.